Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life, guys. We're right here on Blog Talk Radio from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every weekday night, Monday through Friday, we deal with issues that affect your life every day, directly and indirectly. But we look at these issues from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, if you're in the front when change goes down, you might be able to shape that change. If you're on the ass end of change, you might not be able to do anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Revolutionary Life. Tonight, we dedicate this show to my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, where I was born and raised and married and went to school, secondary school, college, university, University of Memphis. I'm Memphis. My family is in Memphis. My history is in Memphis. And so tonight I'm talking Memphis. And I want you guys to listen up because I don't know about your hometown. But if it's anything like mine, a Mid-South, medium-sized Mid-South town, then you might benefit from this as well. But check this out, guys. There's a new sheriff in town. And tonight, in fact, that's the title of our show tonight. The title of our show tonight is Memphis 2.0. There's a new sheriff in town. Now, I want you to listen up, guys. If you're from Memphis, if you know about Memphis, if you've been to Memphis, if you care about Memphis, if you're thinking about coming to Memphis, listen up. And there's a lot of people here in Memphis who are concerned about politics in Memphis. You know, every year when time to vote, there's people who rally you to vote to change the, whoever's in office at the time, organizing the vote, trying to make changes in the city. Every year or two. Well, here's the thing. If you've been around long enough, you have some perspective, some long-term distance overview, so to speak, perspective of Memphis's history, its present, and what the current rulers of Memphis, you might say, the current government of Memphis projection is for its future. That's an overview. You know the history. You know the present situation. And you've heard what they plan to do with this town going forward. So I'm one of them old folks who've been around the block a few times in the city of Memphis. And so this is an addressment primarily to those people who are politically active, quote unquote, in this town. Those people who care about Memphis, those people who plan on living here, raising their family here, educating themselves here, et cetera. And those people who think they might come here for whatever reason. There needs to be change in Memphis. Memphis 2.0 is that change. I want you guys to listen up because it's about time. The fight for change is a long struggle, and it has a history right here in this town. But that change has been a long time coming, and I'll tell you why. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll name some names if you like, but I really want to talk about some games. I don't hate the players. I got to hate the game. Memphis 2.0 changes the game. Marinate on that. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to give you a little music. I'll be right back. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life, where we look at the things that affect our lives every day, directly and indirectly, things that affect our lives every day. The difference is we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight, on Revolutionary Life. And we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, guys, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, the topic for tonight is called Memphis 2.0. There's a new sheriff in town. Now, Memphis. When I say Memphis, guys, if you're listening to me from around the world, when I say Memphis, I'm talking about Memphis, Tennessee. I'm talking about Tennessee. I'm talking about a city in a southern state, a border state, really, as history goes, a Mid-South city. And in this city, one of its major cities, one of two of its major cities, other than Nashville, which I think is its major city and its capital, the next big major city in this state is Memphis, Tennessee. If you don't know Memphis, look it up. Google it. But I'm going to drop a few jewels on you tonight about this city and where it needs to go and where it's going and where Memphis 2.0 is going. Now, when I say Memphis 2.0, I really mean a change, upgrade, a new program, a new operating system. You know, when you get Windows 10, if you still got Windows XP, if you're still on your computer, if you're still running Windows 7 or Vista or Windows 8 or something like that, there's new chaff in town. Windows is updated, right? Windows going on now to Windows 11. New desktop, new way of doing things. Memphis 2.0. Is a new upgrade in town, but new software in town. And this new upgrade is going to be introduced to you tonight as a method, as a way of change in this city. And this city needs change, baby. This city needs change bad. Just go look on. Look, you got to do this research. I ain't got enough hours here. So you got to do your own research. And it ain't that hard. Hell, you got a cell phone. You got history in your hand. And so Memphis shows up on some of the, if when you look up the 10 worst cities to live, when you go to the Census Bureau, and you look up Memphis, Tennessee, and it tells you that the average cost of living in Memphis, Tennessee is about $50,000 a year to live comfortably in this city. And then it tells you that the average income in this city is $20,000 a year or less. Y'all didn't hear me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me reiterate that. I think they said it's $30,000 a year, the average income, or less. $10,000 more than I just said. In fact, it points out that most people in this city live $20,000 below the cost it takes to live here. More people are coming. The city is changing. The cost of living hasn't gone down. And neither has the average income. Now, I don't want to hear anybody say, well, maybe you ought to move, because there are people moving. That's already been done. There are people right now who are looking at getting out of this town. That's right. There are people who work in this town that won't live here. They come here to work and they get out as soon as the job's over. They are young people who are artists and creative people. And what you hear them say, man, and I'm quoting, man, if you want to do something with your art, if you want to move forward with your education, if you want to move forward with your creativity, you got to get out of Memphis, man. You got to go to Atlanta somewhere. The word is, you got to get out of Memphis if you're going to go somewhere, if you're going to blow up. The word ain't, you got to come to Memphis if you really want to explore your art. If you want to come to Memphis, if you really want to blow up in education, in business, in music, in art, whatever your skill is. The idea is that if you're going to be somebody with that skill, if you're going to explore that skill, if you're going to expand that skill, you got to get out of Memphis, man. They say you got to get out of Memphis, man. And there are people who've been living here, going to school here, that are right now deciding to get out of Memphis, talking about getting out of Memphis. That's Memphis. Now, turning Memphis around, changing this city, implies flipping that strip. As simple as that. The world, the country, the state of Tennessee needs to be talking about, if you need to expand your education, man, if you want to really explore your skill, you need to go to Memphis. If you want to be somebody in the art world, the music world, you need to go to Memphis. It's just the opposite, guys. And you know it. If you've been around, you've heard it. Man, you got to get out of Memphis if you want to be somebody, do something. How do you flip that strip? How do you get young people not to flee? As soon as they get out of college, as soon as they get a skill, as soon as they get a degree, as soon as they want to explore their art, how do you tell them, no, stay here and explore that art. This is the best place to be, to blow up. This is the best place to be, to become somebody. They'll laugh at you. How do you flip that strip? Memphis 2.0, guys. It's time to flip that strip. The infant mortality rate. Now, I told you guys to go look this up. You know what infant mortality is? That's children who die before the age of 1 year. You know what infant mortality rate means? Infant mortality rate means the number of children that die before they reach their first year. It went up in Memphis last year. The figures haven't come out for 2021, but 2020, the figure went up. The average wage in Memphis, income wage, working people who sell their labor for a living, the average wage in Memphis, let me put it this way. If you've listened to this program before, I did a piece on a law called the minimum wage. Well, let me tell you something. The entire state of Tennessee, out of 50 states in the union, seven states, all southern states, pretty much. I think there might be one up north. But almost six or seven states in the country have never had a minimum wage law. You know what a minimum wage law says to a corporation? It says you can't come here and hire people and pay them less than this wage. That's the law that you suffer if you violate. That's to a corporation. That's what the minimum wage is, right? It's a law, guys. And corporations didn't come up with the minimum wage. Hello? Businesses didn't come up with 8-hour days and minimum wages and overtime. That didn't come out of the corporate community. You got to know better than that. Well, I'll tell you what. Tennessee is one of the states that's never had a minimum wage law. Out of all the states in the union, about 7 of them never considered, and Tennessee is one, never considered asking corporations or demanding corporations or imposing a law on corporations on how little they can pay you for your labor. Never considered a state minimum wage. The rest of the country has a state minimum wage simply because they know that the cost of living in their state differs from the country's cost of living, the federal cost of living. In fact, I've said this to you before. If you were raised in my town and you ever got a minimum wage, it was a federal minimum wage. There's a federal law that this city has to obey, that this state has to obey. If it wasn't for that federal law, you wouldn't know that you would have grew up in this city working your rest of your life without ever having seen or heard of a, maybe not heard of, but not seen something called a minimum wage. This state would not dare tell a corporation how little it can pay you. The minimum wage is a law. It's criminal to break that law. We've never imposed such a law in the state and several other southern states. So Memphis, just like most southern states, have become a mecca for cheap labor over time. Well, it's always been. If you drop back 100 years, Jack, if you drop back 2, it was slavery. Talk about cheap labor. The South has always been known for cheap labor. Corporations moved down here for that cheap labor. They also moved down here because labor stays cheap. And the reason it stays cheap is because there is no labor organizing here. Working people, people who sell their labor for a living, won't come together, haven't come together and built a strong labor movement here where they can sit down at a table with a corporation and develop a contract, a legal contract. An application is good enough for us. We fill out an application for a job. That's as far as we go. We don't sit at the table and said we need a legal contract on what you're going to pay, on what these benefits are going to be, on what happens when you're firing an employee. What is that stage goes through? Does it go through anything? No. They have something called a right to work law in this town. The right to work means even if there was a union, even if it got out there and risked its life and limb and fought and got better wages and working conditions on the job site, they will inform you when you come on that job that, hey, you don't have to join this union. You'll get whatever benefits they fight for. They'll fight. You'll get the benefit. You don't even have to join. Right to Work. Mutualities Act, they call it. They have locked down labor, scattered it to the winds, to tell the truth. You say something about a union, a labor organization. You say something about power and organization. You say something. God told me, who worked for a big corporation here, that we don't need no union. Our corporation gives us this, and they gives us that, and they gives us this, and they gives us that. We have profit sharing. We have this, and we have that. I've been here long enough to watch those same benefits they lauded, they talked about, be taken away. And I wanted them to understand that there's something different between what you take for yourself, what you build for yourself, what you create for yourself, and what somebody gives you. And so now they're watching all those benefits go away, because anybody that gives you benefits can take them away. There's no contract. There's no law to say they can't. We got laws, that we got business law, we got employment laws in this town called walk-away contracts, where the business can let you go anytime for any reason, and you can walk away for any time for any reason. Sound equitable, right? There's no obligation to the working people, from no minimum wage to right-to-work laws to no labor organization, support for labor organization, to support for labor, period, in this town. Now, those who are activists in Memphis, those who are politically, quote-unquote, conscious here in Memphis, those who run for office, or who want to run for office, or support somebody who runs for office, all that good stuff. Those who are involved, let me put it that way, in the politics of the city. For those people, they've learned to play the game. I don't know if they bought in, guys, or sold out. It don't make a difference. I don't care if you bought in to this program or you sold out to this program. But we don't have representatives that can move things. And I said that. We don't have representatives that can make things happen in the city. They ain't powerful enough. I mean, you can run for county clerk, but how much change can you make in Memphis as a county clerk? You can run for the city council, but how much change can you make in this town in one round of being a representative, and then you got to run for office again the next year or two? We've seen it all, guys. And now it's time for Memphis 2.0. Now, I told you to go look up the stats for Memphis, because I didn't want to spend most of this show talking about the conditions in the city. I just want you to know they need to be changed. I want you to know that there is no program in Memphis that purports to aim itself at raising the population. Well, I'm going to tell you about Memphis 2.0 that has a slogan: an army moves as fast as its slowest soldier. That's a military saying. But Memphis 2.0 takes this saying for real. That an army moves as fast as its slowest soldier. We got to go back and get those slow soldiers. We got to put them on a gurney. If we got to put a man on each side of them and carry them, we got to go back and get our slowest soldiers, or we can't move forward as a city. This city has ignored its slowest soldier, that is its poorest population. And it thinks it can move forward by allowing that to happen, by leaving folks behind. Maybe we'll lighten up the load and just let them stay and be captured by the enemy or whatever. But in a military situation, you don't leave anybody behind. Memphis 2.0 says, if Memphis is going forward, we got to go get our slowest soldier and bring them forward. We're going to talk Memphis 2.0 when I get back. I want you to take a seat. If you're an activist in this town, I want you to take a seat and listen to this. Memphis 2.0 when I get back. I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yeah.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary, and we're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, every weekday night, Monday through Friday. We deal with a lot of subjects here that affect our lives every day. But we look at those subjects from a revolutionary point of view, guys, and revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. Change is constant. Change is going to happen. But if you're on the vanguard of that change, if you're on the tip of that change, you might have something to say about what it looks like, how it's shaped as it goes down. If you're on the ass end of change, you won't have anything to say about anything, probably. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight, I brought this subject back to my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know if you've ever heard of Memphis. I hope the people within the sound of my voice have. And I hope some of them are the activists in Memphis. They're politically inclined. And just people who want to live here in peace and prosperity. And people want to change the face of this city. Because the face don't look good, guys. Like I told you to do your research, go look for the 10 worst cities to live in the United States. Find out if we're on that list. Go look at the income discrepancy, the average income it takes to live in this city, and the average income that is paid in this city. You look it up. And you tell me, change ain't being called for in this town. The way people go about changing things in this town is voting. You go pull a lever and go home. And wait for things to change. You go vote for a candidate and you go home. Take a seat. Go back to work. And then you see shit ain't changed, and you come back next year and you do the same thing over again. Memphis 2.0 is what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes here, guys. Memphis 2.0 is an organization. That's all it is. It's a local organization. And some of you who are afraid of organizing, that's okay. I understand you're independent. You don't trust unions and organizations and all that kind of stuff. And you don't want to do no work, no way, or whatever it takes to make change. You got to know that an organization is stronger than an individual. That's just physics. Ain't nothing political about that. That's just fucking physics. And when you want to change something, when you want to move something, I don't care how independent you are, if you want to move something that is bigger than you can move by yourself, you need help, don't you? Well, if there's a bunch of people who want to move something, change something, and they know they can't do it alone, you would think they'd organize. Just long enough to move these obstacles out of their way that they can't move by themselves. An organization, an organized group of people, an organized group of sheep can take on an unorganized group of lions. You ever seen a herd tear a lion apart? Now, if he can catch one or two by themselves, fine. The lion pride can knock him down, can catch him and kill him. But when that herd turns around and face those lions off, they get up. They book. Because they're about to get trampled to death. You know You know that. I don't have to tell you. That's physics. Together, we're stronger than we are individually. How many times somebody got to say that to you before you look for a way to join others in the struggle? Memphis 2.0 is an organization. It's an organization with a mission statement, as most organizations start with, and its founding documents, why its reason for being, purpose, a mission statement. And that mission is to change Memphis from the bottom up. I told you, before we took a break here, I told you that Memphis 2.0 has a slogan, and it comes from the military, and it's simply called that an army, and it's simply stated that an army moves as fast as its slowest soldier. Why is Memphis not moving forward? Because we don't give a shit about our slowest soldier. We'd rather leave them behind and just keep the fast-moving ones, the ones that are capable of keeping up. We abandon them. Homelessness, hunger in this town. We can have homelessness in this town while houses on certain, all our blocks. Just drive around, guys. We got houses that are falling in on themselves, and we got families downtown trying to get a place in a homeless shelter. We got a restaurant on every corner, a grocery store on every corner in this town. There's no food shortage. There's food everywhere. We got restaurants out the back in this town. There's no shortage of food. So why is people going hungry? No. It's because of the way this town is run, and that needs to change. And Memphis 2.0 is here to make that happen. How? Organizing. And if you're scared of that, hang up. Change stations. If the physics don't make sense to you, that together we can do more than we can by ourselves, especially when we run into an obstacle that we cannot move along, you need help, right? And so, Memphis 2.0 is an organization. It's an organization that's built kind of like a family. If you want to know the interworkings and the structure, it's built kind of like a family. Yeah, and every organization has to have a structure, a skeleton, or it can't stand up. It's jellyfish. So what is the structure of this new Memphis 2.0? You know what the mission, the goal, the slogan, moves as fast as the slowest soldier. You know it wants to change things in this town. It has to be built to do such a thing. And so, and the structure of this Memphis 2.0 is very much like a family. That is to say, in a family, you recognize that the child and that family needs support. You know that the baby, the child in your family, the little ones are going to be needy. They're going to need help. They're going to need support. But that ain't what it's all about, is it, in a family? Because if you're raising that child, the idea is that you're going to raise that child to be independent of the need for constant support. You're going to raise that child to be able to step off one day from the family and build their own thing. They're going to be independent enough to build their own thing. You want to educate that child so that they're educated, they're healthy, you're going to look after their health, and you're going to bring that child up, not just to bring him up, but you're going to bring that child up so that they can be independent of the family. And if they go out there and hit it, they can actually support the family as it raises new young ones up. They can participate in the family, give back to the family. But the initial obligation is to bring those kids up. It's going to be an investment in them. You got to feed, clothe, house, educate, and take care of their health care, right? Your child and your family. But you, one day you want them to be able to put their pants on by themselves. One day you might want them to prepare themselves for school by themselves because you won't be there to get them ready for school. They need to be able to get up and get their clothes ready and get out to school without you having to oversee all of that. One day. One day they go off to school. One day they go off and build their own marriage, their own family. You want to produce that kind of individual who can contribute to the family one day and not just be dependent on the family. You know they got to be dependent when they're children, right? Our city is the same way, guys. You don't hear me. A government is an organization. A syndicate, a gang, a group. And it has a goal. This city's goal has nothing to do with creating independent individuals. Unlike a family, this city grows by dependent individuals. I can't get you to participate unless you depend on the government. I can't create independent individuals because they might not come when I ask them to. So they keep people dependent in this town. And it's a marvel of the country, to tell the truth. They keep people dependent on government in this town. Getting out of poverty is a joke. One job, two jobs. Go out there and get two jobs. If you get, you know, don't be on welfare. Go get two jobs if you have to. And you have to because one won't cut it. Why come one won't cut it? Because they won't pay you what it takes to live in this town. I told you. Go look up the cost of living in Memphis and go look up the average income. Most of y'all are $20,000 behind the cost it takes to live comfortably in this city and raise a family. Memphis 2.0, guys. Memphis 2.0 is an organization with a mission to change this city from the bottom up. It has a structure, but it's most like a structure of a family. It goes to our weakest soldier, our weakest families, our weakest, our poorest. It's like trickle up. If you've heard of trickle down, we're talking triple up. We're finna flip the strip. We're gonna create the goal of this organization is not to create people who are dependent on this government here in this city, but independent of it. Government can't afford that. So we have to build an organization, and it won't commit to that. So there is a need for an effort in this city to bring this city forward. And it will not go forward, I promise you, until it goes back and get its slowest soldier. It's poor, it's hungry, and it's homeless. It will not go forward. And so Memphis 2.0, here's some of the benefits, some of the aspects of this organization. It's a membership organization. You remember me telling you it's kind of like a family? You know, family is our first organization, guys. First time anybody in the hierarchy, anybody had rules and all that kind of stuff. Family is your first organization. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't see it, if you've never experienced a family working the way it should, could, then no wonder all your social organizations fail, because you've never seen. Because you didn't experience that first organization, a strong family. If you had experienced that first organization, your social organization, your fraternities, your sororities, your clubs, your book clubs, whatever, wouldn't fall apart. And they fall apart for the same reason your families do in the family situation. Believe me, your family is your first organization. If someone or something can disrupt that family organization so that you never experience what it's like to have a strong, supportive family, then when you move out into society and try to join other organizations or build social organizations, they ain't going to last. They're going to suffer from your lack of experience in what an organized group looks like, a powerful organization looks like. I understand that. And there's a war against the family in the city. Believe me, your strength, your ability to organize is strength, whether you know it or not. Labor unions are strength, whether you know it or not. So you keep denying them. You keep walking away from organization. And they love that in this city, because they can deal with you as a group, as a small group, a few individuals, with not a single goal, but 1,000 goals. They can deal with y'all independently, take y'all down or take you out. The city has taken down many leaders who have attempted to change the way the city is run. And I mean, not just take them down, take them out. Martin Luther King was shot in the face, in the head, killed, assassinated. Right here in Memphis, fighting for the rights of people that had been freed from slavery 100 years ago. 1865, Emancipation Proclamation. 1968, boom, Martin Luther King gets his head blown off, fighting for the civil rights of the people who were freed from slavery 100 years ago. This city asks you to come out and vote, to keep it going. Memphis 2.0 is an organization. It will grow parallel to the city, separate from the city. But a government is an organization. And this organization will be built like a government, the structure is, or a family, let's say. In the sense that its goal will be to take our weakest, not our wealthiest guys. The person who wants change in this city the least is probably the ones that have bought in, are sold out. The old families in this city, and the corporations that run the city, and it's run by corporations, it's run by business. You know it. If you're an activist in the city, you know it. If you're a politician in the city, you know it. If you're running for office, where do you go? Can I fund your campaign? No. Where can you get the money to get them TV spots when you're running for office? Some of the biggest corporations in this town can drop enough money on you to where you'll show up on the TV. You got posters all over town. You're on the radio. Everywhere they look, they hear about you. You can go to the big corporation, they can give you a bag to run for office. But you got to cut a deal with them. You know it. Corporations don't work. Businesses don't work on faith. They work on limited liability in corporations. So these politicians who get money from corporations to run for office and whatnot, they got to make a pledge. They got to make a promise, or they won't be able to get that money next year, next time they run. They can tell you anything. and you'll vote for them. But if you go to FedEx, one of the biggest corporations in this city, and you want that, and you want a political donation, what are you going to do for me? FedEx wants to know. If you can't lock that in with FedEx before you walk out that office, you won't get that money. They don't have to lock shit in with you. All they got to do is tell you we're going to make Memphis better again. Memphis MAGA or whatever. And that sounds good to you, you go vote for them. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to fulfill that promise. That ain't no promise. But you better bet if they go get money from FedEx, whatever they promise FedEx, they're going to fight like hell to make sure they get for FedEx, because they got to run for office again, and you can't fund them. FedEx can. The mayor of our city right now is a lawyer. I've met him before he was mayor. And you know how I met him? I was in a land dispute with a large landowner here in Memphis, who later went on to become a state legislator. That's who run this place. I entered the courtroom looking for this landowner because I'd never met him before. I knew his name. But since we was to show up in court together, when I arrived, I looked to see if he was there. When somebody said, "That's him there," I walked up to him and shook his hand and introduced myself. And he said, "Don't talk to me. Talk to my lawyer." And guess who his lawyer was? The current mayor of the city. The current mayor of the city made his money, made his bones representing real estate landowners in this town. Now that he's mayor, you're watching millions of dollars being pledged, millions of dollars in property of this city being sold and handed off and turned over to these landowners to run for profit. We got homelessness, but they're building brand new apartments in certain parts of town. We got hunger, but there are food deserts in certain parts of town. We got projects coming out. The Union Street Corridor, Overton Square. Oh, we're making beautiful little tourist spots, guys. Memphis Mega Center. They encourage corporations to come. Well, we got some big ones that have come here. And we laid over and let them rub our bellies. We laid over and offered them whatever they want to come here. We cut their taxes. We introduced pilot programs. We cut their property responsibilities. We gave them all kind of discounts. We let them get away with murder to come here. Because they promised jobs, guys. Every politician runs on jobs. I brought jobs to Memphis. I can bring jobs to Memphis. Well, listen, guys. Slaves had jobs. Slaves had jobs. Lots of them. How many of them paid a living income? You look it up. You got Google. What's the average income in this city and what does it cost to live? Put the two together. Don't go on the Memphis tourist site or the Memphis site. Go to the Census Bureau. Because you go on the Memphis site, they're going to give you a figure. And next to that figure is going to be an asterisk. And when you look down below to see what that asterisk is about, it's going to say this is what it costs to live in Memphis if you exclude housing. So they're going to give you some bullshit figure on what it costs to live in this city on their site. But you'll notice that that figure will have a little asterisk next to it and say this does not include housing. That is to say, you can survive in this city and live well in this city on X amount of money if you live outdoors. But the minute you try to secure shelter, these figures don't mean shit. So you're going to see some nice figures if you look on the Memphis site. But of course, look close. And you'll see that asterisk that says this does not include shelter housing. So if you're homeless, you can live good in Memphis off this amount. Because we didn't include housing in the figures. Don't look on the Memphis site, guys. Go to the Census Bureau. However, I'm going to give you a little break. When I come back here, guys, we're going to get back into Memphis 2.0. It's a membership organization. And like a family, there's two families, guys. There's the family you're born in, which you didn't have shit to do with. You just happen to have been born in that family. And you can call that family, incidentally, same blood, same relatives. But that don't make you family. Come on now. Y'all been around long enough to know. You got people who come around and invoke the term family when they need something. Other than that, the family don't see them. There's another type of family that's organized, that builds a floor for the people who it brings into this world. And that floor is a floor they don't fall below. They can go out here and hit it and try to make it. But if they fail, they don't fail to homelessness, raggedy, and hunger. They fall back to a family that has a floor for them, food, clothing, and shelter, if nothing else. A city needs a floor that you don't fall below. That's how you move forward. You bring up the rear. I'll be back. Let me give you a little music. listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Gary, your host, and tonight we talk in Memphis 2.0. Welcome back to Memphis 2.0. This is Gary speaking. I'm sorry. Welcome back to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. Our topic today is an organization forming in Memphis. That's literally a prototype of what this city could be. You know, people learn by demonstration. People learn by demonstration. People need to see something working. I don't care how small it is. If it's built correctly, if it's functioning properly, it's a good example of what could happen with more resources and more people. It's just a matter of scale from there. But you have to start somewhere. You have to not talk about what Memphis could be like. You have to show people in this town what's possible. Memphis 2.0 is an organization, but so is a government. It just have different goals, baby. It just have different reasons for being. It just have different statements of purpose. It's just built on a different foundation. Our city is built on a foundation. We court them. We try to get them to come here. We give them all kinds of bricks and pilot programs and whatnot to entice them to come to our city. I did a whole thing on this, guys, and all of our stuff is archived, so you can go back and look at older shows. I did a whole thing on this Amazon thing when Amazon came to Memphis. Amazon is here. Amazon is here. They've built a warehouse. They've run water supply, a water system, a sewer system, an electrical system. They've created they took a piece of land that hadn't been developed and developed it. There's new stop signs, there's new street signs, there's new turning lanes just for his Amazon factory. Nike came here and did the same thing with all these tax breaks and whatnot. And yesterday, what's today? Today is June 10th. Yesterday it came out in the paper that Memphis was going to have to raise property tax on you. These people own acres, FedEx, Amazon, Nikes. I could go on and on. These people own acres of property in the city. And they're making millions, billions. Bezos is a billionaire. FedEx is a $1 billion corporation that's international. We just happen to have a hub here and a corporate office. Amazon and Nike don't even need a corporate office here. And they get the breaks. Where are they property taxes? I'll tell you what. Memphis 2.0, guys. It has a structure. It's a membership organization. Like I say, it's like a family. There's two kinds of families. As those who were born into a family, they didn't have shit to do with that. They were just born into a family. So you call them family. But there's also a strong organized families. Family is an organization. In fact, it's the first one. All these organizations, churches and shit, they call each other brother and sister. Where does brother and sister come from? Where do these terms come from in a fraternal organization when you're a bro? Or a sorority when you're a sister in a sorority. Where do these terms come from? You know where they came from. The original organization. Some of us probably never seen a strong family, powerful family, an organized family. I mean, we have. The streets are named after it around here. The towns are named after them. They exist. You probably just never seen one. There's been a concerted effort, in fact, to make sure you didn't. And so all your social... Now, well, let's put it this way. Two kinds of family members. One that tries to help build the family, who actually do some work to help build the family, who actually sacrifice to help keep the family together, to make the family strong. And there's some that are just family because they were born there. And they, when they need something, they might invoke that term. Hey, you know, we family, man. We family. Let me hold $100. We family. And there's some who come to the family's aid when they need it. There's two kinds of family members. And I'm sure you're familiar with them. There's some who give a damn about the family. And there's some who could care less, unless they need the family for something. Well, there's two kinds of Memphians, guys. There's people who moved here. There's corporations, businesses, and individuals who've come to this city who could care less about this city. They're Memphians because they're residents. They live here. But they're trying to get theirs. They're not trying to get ours. And then there's another kind of Memphis. Memphis 2.0 says that there's another kind of Memphis out here. There's an organization called Memphis. To be a member of that organization, you have to do something. Uh-oh. Yeah. To be a member of that organization, you have to participate. To be a member of that organization, you have to protect and care and see that that organization survives. You can't say, well, I'm a resident of Memphis, so that makes me a Memphian, and I'm from Memphis. Yeah, you are. But that doesn't mean you give a damn about Memphis. You're getting what you can get. And if you can't get it, you'll move on. There are some people in Memphis who give a damn about Memphis. Their people are buried here, New Park cemeteries and the cemeteries around this country. Their bones are here in Memphis. Their history is here in Memphis. There's some people like this town and wants this town to survive. And they'll go vote, if nothing else, to try to change things here, to make it a better place to raise your children, to educate your children, to see that they got the best health care, the best education right here. Not leave here and go somewhere else. Those people will make Memphis 2.0. Members, you have to be a member. You have to pledge. You will go and pledge to a fraternity and a college. You will go and pledge to a sorority. You will go and pledge allegiance to the United States of America. You will go and pledge all day long. But if I ask you to pledge for this town, where are you at? Where are you at? If I ask you to raise your right hand and take an oath for this town, where are you at? And you call, yeah, you can call yourself a Memphian because you live here. You've been here over a year, you're a resident. But it's like being a friend on Facebook. How many friends you got on Facebook that you never met? That's two kinds of friends then, isn't it? Just like family. That's two kinds of family. Those born into it by accident or purpose, that makes you family on a certain level. But you ain't had nothing to do with that. There are those who try to protect their family, preserve their family, hold their family together, who go out of their way. That's family 2.0, who try to build a strong organization through their family, relatives, who will participate. And the Ford family. You've heard the names, guys. And our family, and there have been strong families in this town. This town needs to be a strong family, need a strong family. That's Memphis 2.0. You join this family. You pledge to this family. Don't tell me you don't join organizations. Don't tell me you don't like unions. Don't tell me you ain't interested in being a part of. You pledge for social organizations. You raise your hand and take an oath for secret societies and fraternal organizations all day long. So you're going to be part of Memphis 2.0, you got to pledge. Think about it. How many things you pledge to, you promise to, you contract with. And then what comes to mind when somebody tells you to pledge to an organization to change the city? Oh, no. You ain't got time for that. You pledge to a street gang, a neighborhood gang. You rather fight and die for a gang on the street. You rather fight and die for a fraternity or sorority or a society that you belong to. So Memphis 2.0 is a membership organization. It's members' pledge to this organization. And so when you pledge to this organization offers you the same thing that a government, well, any organization should be able to offer to its members, benefits and privileges. Yes, Memphis 2.0 is going to provide you with benefits and privileges. But guess what, guys? Tell me the truth. Don't benefits and privileges only exist because of duties and responsibilities? That's right. As a member of 2.0, you're going to get benefits, baby. And you're going to get privileges out here. But guess what? You're going to also buy into, you're going to also take up duties and responsibilities to Memphis 2.0. You can't have one without the other. Your rights and your benefits are only able to be provided because you handle your duties and responsibilities. One don't come without the other. So Memphis 2.0 ain't just a group of people going downtown with a bunch of signs in their hand. We've done that. I am a man. We've done that. Been there, done that, and got the dirty t-shirt. Martin Luther King was killed right here after a march and a protest. Stop asking these people for stuff when you know they don't work that way. Memphis needs to be a new Memphis, but it starts with you. Nobody knows what the hell you mean when you say, let's build a new Memphis. People learn by demonstration. Build it. Show me something on a small scale that's working. And I'll see what you mean, because I'll know that the only thing missing from this organization is a matter of scale. If it'll work for a community, it'll work for a city. Because the city is just an organization, guys. But you don't have any obligation to the city of Memphis other than some legal one that you must follow or go to jail or be fined. Oh, no. Memphis 2.0 requires you to be obligated. It's like family, baby. You know the guy in family who comes around and say, hey, we family. You know they want something. But when the family needs them, you can't find them. Well, they ain't got it. There's two kinds of family. There's those who build a family and maintain something called family. And there's some that are just born in the house. They family. Memphis got a lot of residents that call themselves Memphians, but that doesn't make them Memphians. Man, small M, Memphians. I'm talking about Memphites. I'm talking about people who will take a pledge. That's right. You pledge to bullshit organizations all the time. I'm talking about people who will make a pledge, who will take on duties and responsibilities because they know that's how they get the benefits and how they get the privileges. You can't have one without the other. Memphis 2.0, y'all. It's an organization built kind of like a family with a goal of raising up independent individuals, not dependent ones. An organization whose slogan is that an army moves as fast as its slowest soldier. And if we want this city to move forward, we got to go back and get our slowest soldier. We got to bring up the rear. You know that. You know we can't keep having a city that caters to the very to those who've already made it. Those who've already independently wealthy. Why are you bothering with the tax cuts and whatnot to those people who've already made it over the hump? What about them people that ain't got over the hump yet, baby? You cut them loose. That's what's going on in this city. You cut them loose. You leave them by the roadside. You abandon them. That's what this city has done. 2.0. Bring it up the rear. Creating independent individuals that has a organization they can rely on that can provide a floor. You remember I told you? A real family provides a floor for its members. That is to say, if its members goes off and try to build a business or try to pursue a profession, whatever, if they fail, if their marriage fails, if their life fails, they don't fall any lower than the family. Food, clothing, and shelter, if nothing else. They don't fall to homelessness, hunger. And ragged. This city needs a floor. Memphis 2.0 will demonstrate this method of organization, of governing, by creating a floor through which its members will not fall. Its members will do whatever they want to do in life. But if you're a member of Memphis 2.0, if you fail at your business, if you fail in your relationships, if you fail in your university, if you fail in your efforts, you don't fall any lower than the floor. And this city needs a floor. Memphis 2.0 will provide a floor for its members. You don't fall lower than food, clothing, and shelter, baby. That's animal. That's primitive. That's survival needs. If you can't, if a city can't provide basic survival needs in 2021, if you're still living like a caveman, getting up every morning fighting and risking your life for food, clothing, and shelter, you have an advanced border than a caveman. That's what a caveman had to do. It's 2021. And food, clothing, and shelter is an issue in this city. And there's a restaurant on every corner. There's plenty of food. Filling stations got food in them now. Convenience stores got food in them. Chicken houses on every corner. Barbecue places, wing, hot wings, barbecue, Italian restaurant, this restaurant, that restaurant. There's food all over this place. You can't drive down the street without driving past a food place. And people hungry in Memphis. And people homeless in Memphis. As you drive through the city and you see houses being torn down, you see houses falling in on themselves while families are down at the Goodwill or down at the Salvation Army trying to get a place to stay for the night. Y'all don't hear me. Memphis 2.0 is going to demonstrate what a government should look like, could look like, if it was based on its people, and if its people was pledged to it. Like a family. Like a real family. Like a strong, powerful family. Memphis 2.0 would be a membership organization to which you will pledge. And if you can't stand that, that's okay. There's a lot of people and families that when the family calls on them for help, they can't stand that. I ain't got enough to help. I don't want to help. I can't help. But when they need something, they family all of a sudden. Oh, we blood. We family. You know there's two kinds of family. I don't have to tell you that. Well, it's going to be two kinds of Memphises out here. This second one, this Memphis 2.0, is an organization. It's built like a political organization, yes, because one day it hopes to be a provisional government. It hopes to replace the current government with a new program and a new approach. But that new approach will already have demonstrated itself to be functional, to be viable. Its efficacy will already be demonstrated in this small little organization called Memphis 2.0. Yeah, you got to pledge. You pledge all the time to something. If you can live and die for a street gang, if you can live and die for guys who ain't got your back sometimes, if you can pledge to a church, if you can pledge to a fraternity, if you can pledge to a sorority, you can pledge to the a military. Don't be scared. All we're asking you to do is be serious. So you go down and you vote. You try to get me to go vote. You talk about getting elected officials out there. You're joining political parties and Republican parties. You seem like you care. If you do, let's see. Memphis 2.0 will be a membership organization. Members will have duties and responsibilities. Look out. But that's just so it can provide benefits and privileges to its members. One of those privileges will be a floor through which they will not fall. If they make it or break it out there, our hope is they make it. But when they fall, our members don't fall any lower than basic food, clothing, and shelter, communication, and transportation. The basics that it takes to go out there and try it again. The idea of their homelessness and hunger in this city is ridiculous. You don't own this city. You can't change this city going through its regular process. But alongside of this city's process will be a new process called Memphis 2.0. That process will build itself based on its premise and its struggles and its mission statement. An army moves as fast as the slowest soldier. And one day, it may stand as a provisional government. Because that's all a government is an organization. One day, it may be able to challenge the original government and have the proof. The demonstration. People learn by demonstration. On this little small scale, it will show that it can be done. it would have a demonstration of ability and a demonstration of organization. There's a lot of people who might want to not go along with this government, but you don't jump off a train if there ain't nothing out there but quicksand. You might have to just go and stay on that train. But we're going to provide a platform. So when you get ready, so if you decide to get off this train called Memphis, the city government, that there be a platform, that there be a place to go, to jump to, that is secure. You don't jump off the train if you're just going to jump into quicksand. And for as organization goes in this city, just quicksand out there. You want something stable if you're going to jump off this train. You want to land on something. Memphis 2.0. It's going to be a platform for those who are tired of playing this game over and over again. You know, they say if you keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result, that's the definition for insanity. Some people believe this is the only game in town. You just go vote if you want change. Go pull a lever and go home. There's a new sheriff in town. It's called Memphis 2.0. It's just an organization. But it's also a demonstration of what government could be. That floor that it builds is kind of like a universal basic income. You remember this conversation they're having in this government about regular monthly paychecks, regular monthly government checks, stimulus checks, or Andrew Yang, who ran for president, who talked about a universal basic income. The idea is to build a floor through which no one falls. Memphis 2.0 is building a floor for its members. And so they can go out into the world to try to make something of themselves. And even if they fail, even if they lose everything, they don't fall any farther than the floor that this organization provides for them. If we can't provide food, clothing, and shelter, then what are you doing? We got a big city with corporations all over the place, wealthy corporations. But I told you, you go look at the census figures and tell me how we're doing. Look at the infant mortality rate. You know what the infant mortality rate is? That's when children die before the age of what? Look at our income. Tell me that things don't need to change. Memphis 2.0 is a membership organization. Those who are interested in real change must build something that can make that change happen. One individual can't do it. We need an organization. Cut the shit. It's just physics. An organized group of people can take down a disorganized group of people any day of the week. So an organization is stronger than an individual. And when you need to move something that is heavier than you can move, you need help. And if that help is well organized, I mean, you can get 1,000 people pushing in different directions and you ain't going nowhere. You can get 1,000 people with protest signs, but all got the different goals about what ought to happen on this protest. Some say we ought to close down the bridge. Some say we ought to go to City Hall. Some say we ought to sit in. Some say we ought to do this, we ought to do that. And then some say we ought to just break some windows and steal some shit. An organization has a goal when it steps out. And everybody in it is like an arrow pointed towards that goal, united towards that goal. That's organized. That's not just a group of people coming together. Memphis 2.0 is a real organization, guys. One you pledge to. Yeah. Yeah, it ain't just a book club. Right? You pledge. You pledge to organizations all the time. Members 2.0 is an organization of members of the city who care about what happens here, who plan to live here and raise their families here, who plans to try to turn Memphis into a place to be if you want to pursue your goals in life, whether it be educational, health, whether it be science, art. This needs to be the center of that place. People need to come here to explore their art and future. And still, we got people running out of here. Man, you want to get somewhere, you got to get out of Memphis. You want to do this, you want to do that, you got to get out of Memphis. You hear it all the time. Memphis 2.0 is about turning that around. And if you're about turning it around, maybe you better look into Memphis 2.0. If you pledge to societies, fraternities, sororities, if you pledge to something out there, if you obligated to things out here, organizations, social organizations, think about pledging to this one, where my family lives, where your family lives and work. And this ain't just for individuals. This for small businesses who want this place to be somewhere they can do business and someplace they can live and raise their kids. Memphis 2.0. It's a new shaft in town. And those who are interested in this town, who give a damn about preserving this town, not just live here. You're a Memphian if you're a resident. I'm not talking about that. A lot of people live here. I'm not talking about that. There's some people who want to do something with this town, to take it places. It has potential. But it's being sold little by little. When you cross the Memphis city limits and you say, now I'm in Memphis, wherever you're standing is probably private property. Probably doesn't belong to the city. It's sold. It was sold a long time ago. This city borrows money from the wealthy. If you'll go look up something called municipal bonds, a bond is just how a city borrows money. If you look up municipal bonds, let me ask you, who owns them? Who is this city obligated to big time? This bondholders. And you'll know the names when you hear them of who owns this town. I mean, FedEx is a multi-million-dollar corporation. Look at the stock market right now under FedEx. International corporation. Billions of dollars. And they flip through people, employers, like playing cards. You're in, you're out. You're fired, you're hired. You're fired, you're hired. All day long. And then when they wanted to move their office in downtown Memphis, they asked Memphis to put the bill to pay for them to move an office into downtown Memphis. A $1 billion corporation that Memphis helped build. We got a hub here for FedEx. But when FedEx came here from Arkansas, it couldn't build a hub. It had to have some tax breaks. It had to have some programs. They got lots of programs for businesses. FedEx is here. Nike is here. Do you know what they got to come here? You know how much ass we had to kiss? And now they turned around the other day. Yesterday. Today is the 10th of June. Yesterday in the paper, they're raising property taxes because they need more money. And we don't own most of the property in this town. This town doesn't own most of the property in this town. Public land is being given away, sold at a discount. public libraries, public schools. Everybody's going private now. They're talking about giving out vouchers. All the public's wealth. Public libraries, public parks, public schools, public health. All of the public's wealth has been turned over to private individuals to run for profit, for fun and profit. It's bought, it done bought in and sold out a long time ago. If you're still depending on it, if you're still sending politicians into that meat grinder called the city government, forget about it. To assume them, as in assimilate them, or to spit them out, to discredit them, or it will destroy them. Martin Luther King was killed right here in this city, fighting for the civil rights of people who were free from slavery 100 years ago. Memphis 2.0, guys. It's just a demonstration of what's possible. People learn by demonstration. Don't tell them what's possible. Show them what's possible. Memphis 2.0, guys. It's an organization, just like a city. They're all organizations. They're all organized towards some goal. Memphis 2.0 will ask you to join this organization. And if you scatter organizations, I'll tell you one thing. Well, let me put it this way. Labor organizations, unions, things like that don't have a good track record in the South. Amazon workers in Mississippi just were denied a union. They couldn't bring a union together. They couldn't organize working people. They couldn't ask working people to stand together. Do you know corporations stand together to set your wages? To set some prices. Oh, yeah. But you won't stand together. You're afraid of organizations. Well, I'm sorry. You ain't from Memphis 2.0. You from Memphis. You're a Memphian because you live here. But that's just like family. You family because you're born there. But it don't make you family. Come on. When the family needs you, where you at? You ever hold the family together? You ever try to preserve the family? No. You only invoke the name family when you need something. That ain't what we're talking about. Yeah, you're a Memphian because you live here, but we ain't talking about you. The people who want something here, the people who want this place to be someplace, that's what we're talking about. People who will fight to preserve Memphis. Change Memphis to make Memphis better. Don't protest. No more protests. No more voting for one politician after another to send into that meat grinder called city government, state and federal government. We've done that. Been there, done that. We need an organization that demonstrates what a city looks like when it's run well, when it's run for the people and by the people. That's all. People learn demonstration. Memphis 2.0 is a demonstration of what can be done here. And if more people see that it's possible to bring up a population, people independent of government altogether, even Memphis 2.0, our goal is to produce independent individuals, healthy, educated, and independent, just like a family. We know there's going to be needy babies in a family, children, but the goal is to raise them to not be needy, to in fact, to be able to later contribute to the family. You know that. Government is the same thing. Memphis is going to have alumni. Memphis 2.0 will have an alumni. We're going to fire off independent, healthy, educated individuals. That's going to be our product. Our claim to fame. And once people see that's possible with a little bit, they know it's just a matter of scale now. They can really make a choice. And if Memphis 2.0 grows, it's an organization, so it can be a provisional government, just a government out of power, that's all, with a program and a practice that's proven. And when you make a bid for power to replace the existing program and practice called government in the city, you have an organization ready to go, ready to take over government and run government, because it was built like a little government, a provisional government. And so when it takes power, it's up and running already. People know what it can do. They saw it do its thing on a small scale. They can trust that it's going to do what it says it's going to do, and it's capable of doing what it says it's going to do. It's a credible organization. It has a credible program. But people learn that by demonstration. Show them what you can do. And then if you can do better than the people, and if you want to take credit, you want to sit in the seat of government in this city, if you want to challenge the government in this city, you got something to challenge them with. People can see what's coming, and they can make a choice. Do you want to keep things the way they are, or do you want change? You're raising kids. Think about it. You can't run and you can't hide. Every city's, this problem is a statewide problem. This problem is a government-wide problem, a federal-wide problem, tell the truth. But you got to start in the smallest. You got to start where you are. Memphis 2.0, guys, a membership organization, one that has duties and responsibilities, but it also has benefits and privileges. They don't, you can't separate those two. One that provides a floor for its members to which they will not fall. If nothing else, food, clothing, and shelter, guys. Communication, transportation, these are basics for survival, for looking for new jobs. So all of our members will never fall below those basic things. There will be no such thing as homelessness and hunger among our membership. We think that's criminal in 2021, that we have not secured basic survival needs, caveman needs, food, clothing, and shelter. We still got homeless people, hungry people, ragged people. That's a joke. No, it's not. It ain't fun. But in 2021, we're going to the moon, man. They sending people to the moon, man. I mean, to Mars, all that kind of shit. Private corporations building spaceships. And we got hungry people here. We got desperate conditions. We got neighborhoods that are dangerous, needy. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in. I took up most of y'all time, guys. This is a call-in show. I usually put aside a little time for call-in. But I'll have to pick this up a little later because I'd like for you to know the specifics. If you're interested in those specifics, you can contact me. If you're on my site here, then you can put your information in my comments section. I'll get those comments. I got a little chat room. You can put that information in my chat room. I'll respond to the chat. But if you're interested in change, let's stop running to the government asking them for this and that. Let's build something that can compete for governing in this city. Memphis 2.0. Thank you for listening in. I'm going to take you out right now. Contact me, guys. You're on my site. Leave me something. Right, I'm on every night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. contact me if you're interested in the new Memphis. Or if you just want to complain and vote for another guy to send into that machine that's going to eat him up. And if he don't join, they're going to spit him out. Memphis, if you give a damn, really. I'm going to give you a little music, guys. I'm out of here. Take care.